Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. So, Amy, you know, I may be out on a limb here, okay? But historically speaking, I think it's fair to say that this scenario, until yesterday, might not have inspired total confidence or hope in the hearts of, say, two young single women.
We were told that we were going to a meeting. We were taken to a location, and when we walked in through the doors, we saw standing before us President Bill Clinton.
Okay, they're not both single, all right. But for Laura Ling, journalist, and Una Lee, seeing Bill Clinton there in that room by surprise marked the beginning of the hope that their 12-year sentence in North Korea might be ending. Beginning of hope for two terrified journalists. We're going to talk about what the rehabilitation psychologically means for them in a moment. But it's also the end of a political rehabilitation for Bill Clinton, who suffered mightily during the campaign, but suddenly looks like a hero this morning. Peter Baker, reporter for our partners, The New York Times, joins us now. Wow. Bill Clinton, a hero today. This is the end of a very long sort of political retooling for Bill Clinton. He's looking pretty good this morning, Peter.
Well, that's right. I think, you know, here he is almost 9 years after his presidency, and he's showing that he still has a place to on the world stage, even in the era of Obama.
Now, it seems to me, and I'm just, you know, looking behind the scenes here, that some of this is conditional on him not actually grabbing the microphone and starting to talk. He didn't speak yesterday. He hasn't made any official comment on what happened. Seems like he's not likely to do so. Do you think that Bill Clinton can actually maintain that discipline?
Well, you know, what his office told us yesterday is that you know, he wanted this to be the day for the families. He did not speak, as you say, at the event. You know, on the other hand, he does have an event scheduled today, I believe, in Harlem to announce, I think, an AIDS program. And it wouldn't surprise me if that became an opportunity for him to say a few words about the trip. But, you know, look, I mean, he's been doing this for a long time. He has a real sense of moment. He has a real sense of how to play an event like this, when it's right to talk and when it's not.
Peter Baker, this is Amy Holmes here. So you can't help, at least I can't help, but wonder about the psychodrama between Secretary Clinton and President Clinton. He certainly has upstaged her this week. Do you think that she, you know, is in any way irritated by this, or that they are building the Clinton brand? They are burnishing the Clinton name.
Well, you know, it's a good question. Everybody would like to know the answer, wouldn't they? I think certainly the timing of him landing in Pyongyang at the same time she's landing in Nairobi for the beginning of an 11-day trip through Africa put her way on the back burner. And, you know, certainly in the short term, he has upstaged her, you know, intentionally or not.
I loved, Peter, that it was Al Gore who noted Obama's role in this and Secretary Clinton's role in this when he gave his remarks yesterday.
Well, there's a whole, you know, series of interplays and odd relationships here that are at play. I mean, here, you know, Bill Clinton and Al Gore haven't been all that close in the last 8, 9, 10 years either, you know, and obviously there was a rivalry last year between the Clintons and President Obama. So
but I read it in the Times. Adam Nagorny had that piece yesterday. They hugged for 5 minutes or so, 5 seconds, 5 seconds. He timed
the
hug.
It was quite a while. Somebody, a friend of mine, compared it to Alan Tipper's awkward kiss at the convention in 2000.
Interesting. Well, before we go, any sort of remarks on the sort of powerful pair of Bill Clinton and John Podesta, former chief of staff for Bill Clinton and now head of a think tank in Washington, emerging from that plane? There's the Clinton brand that Amy was talking about, but there's also Clinton Inc. here. Is Podesta part of that?
Yeah, definitely part of that. Well, Podesta is the link at the moment between the Clinton and Obama world. He was President Clinton's last chief of staff. Chief of staff, by the way, when President Clinton wanted to go to North Korea in the dwindling days of his presidency and couldn't make it work. Today, he is the head of a think tank, but he's also an informal advisor to President Obama. He was the head of his transition team, and he has done an awful lot to staff this administration with people from his think tank over the last number of months. So he is a real bridge, I think, between these two.
Lots of bridges and beyond the 21st century, that's for sure. Peter
that's
Baker,
right.
White House correspondent for The New York Times. Lots to think about there. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks very much. Have a good evening.